Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill, a show where we rewind relationships in popular media and break down behaviors that are often considered normal, but are actually based in power, control, and abuse. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, she, her pronouns, the youth educator and advocate at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but no one is born knowing that information. We learn through the examples of relationships given to us, and one place we see these examples is in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media like movies and TV shows as tools to recognize and start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationship portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing. Our goal is to invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. Every month, our guest speaker chooses a piece of media where they've noticed some of these behaviors being normalized, and we discuss their thoughts and experiences and how this has impacted them. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. Our guest this month is Allie Williamson, she, her pronouns, Next Steps Director of Prevention and Youth Services. Our conversation focuses on some of the behaviors Allie noticed while watching the show New Girl, which were portrayed as passionate and romantic, and she had some thoughts about that. As a bit of background, New Girl follows the life of Jess, a school teacher who, after a devastating breakup, begins living with three men. Jess forms friendships with her new roommates as they all navigate life and dating in their late 20s. If you would like to reach out to us for support or for more information, please call Next Steps 24/7 and free helpline at 1-800-315-5579. If you'd like to reach out for support but you're not sure who to call, you can call 211 to find which resource may be helpful for you and to be connected with them. I'd like to now introduce Allie for a discussion about the show New Girl. I have the pleasure of having the host of our show as a guest this month, so I'm really excited because I know you have asked this question a bunch of times. I'm curious to know what your experience has been like growing up and watching TV shows and movies, listening to music, and seeing how the relationships are kind of portrayed on there as things that are healthy, the behaviors, and maybe they're not so great if they were to happen to us in real life.
What an amazing question, Carrie. No, but it is a very good question. So I think that I had very similar experiences to most of the guests on the show. I think growing up, I watched a lot of TV shows and movies and listened to a lot of music that I think gave me some ideas of what relationships were supposed to look like that maybe weren't the best. Maybe they weren't accurate. Maybe they own those kind of relationships only work in movies and TV shows for a reason, but they don't really work in real life. So I think that like one of the biggest things that I noticed growing up was a lot of relationships, they were kind of linked to being passionate. If they were having a lot of heated arguments and miscommunications and problems in the relationship. And it was kind of portrayed as boring if you didn't have those things, if you didn't have like all of the miscommunications and problems that characters in TV shows and movies have, where they are these really big, like, peaking blow up kind of situations. And if those things didn't exist, kind of growing up, I thought that meant that your relationship wasn't exciting or good. And I think that that's really, really misleading because the TV shows and movies, they're able to write those things so that things turn out okay and that characters are still having a good time. And that's not how it is in real life. You don't get to write those situations. You don't get to write those kind of scenes out. You know, watching these things, we are feeling that kind of adrenaline and we are feeling that excitement because the scene's supposed to be exciting. It's written and it's produced in the way to make it exciting for us to watch and to make it entertaining. And we watch those things and everyone is safe. Everyone is actually safe because it's not a real situation. Nobody's really screaming at each other. Nobody's really getting into these really heated arguments. But when those things happen in real life, it's not the same situation. We are not actually safe. We are feeling a different type of adrenaline, and it's not a good type of adrenaline. And we can't control those situations the ways writers can control the scenes in the TV shows and movies that we're watching. So I think that it's really misleading seeing some of those different examples. And I mean, that's just one example of a poor quality in a relationships and TV shows and movies that's really, really romanticized and made to look like if you don't have that, there's something wrong. And there are so many other examples of the same kind of situation that can be really misleading and can lead to some, I think, really dangerous situations.
I've never been in a relationship where I was being yelled at and thought, man, this is romantic. I'm so happy and glad this is happening. And I have everything that I've ever wanted, even though I have had the same experience. And I think that many of us had, we're watching the same media growing up. We're seeing heated arguments and people throwing things and people punching walls and people yelling at somebody to get in the car, and then they are in each other's faces, and it's pouring rain, and it's so romantic, and I should want that. And if that actually happens to somebody, it is terrifying and it is unsafe and it does not feel good at all. And that adrenaline that we feel when we're watching that in a safe environment on TV is not the same feeling that we get when it's actually happening to us. Absolutely not. I'm really glad that we're going to talk about New Girl. It's been on my to watch list forever. It is very entertaining and funny and romantic and full of drama, but it's also very wholesome. And so I'm super glad we're going to talk about it. What was it about New Girl that made you want to talk about it for the show?
Well, I think that this is one of my absolute favorite shows. This is one of the shows that, like, it's like my comfort show. It's the show that I will put on in the background when I need sound. And I have probably watched it through like 15 separate times, which is a totally normal and okay amount to watch one TV show. And I think that one of the things that I noticed is that it is so wholesome and it's so romantic and it's so funny. And I love the show so much. It's, I think, one of the most entertaining, funny shows. But it also shows these really wholesome, romantic, funny moments and qualities of the characters with some not so great moments and qualities in the relationships that they're having and in the ways that they're treating each other. And they're blended so seamlessly. It can be kind of hard to kind of figure out which things are wholesome and romantic and something that we should be okay with having in our lives versus some of those qualities and some of those experiences that the characters are having that we absolutely would not want to have in our own lives. And I think that the writers of the show did such an amazing job kind of creating these characters that are so dimensional. Like, there are so many things that you love about each character, and there are so many things that you do not love about each character. And they did a really good job blending all of those qualities in each individual person really, really well. And I think it makes it for a really, really entertaining show. But I think it also does, like I said, make it really confusing because you have these characters that you absolutely love, you relate to, you laugh with, you really, really enjoy the scenes that they're in, but they're also doing things that aren't great. And I think it kind of can create a little bit of like this break up that can be really confusing, like in your mind, where you're watching someone you love do something you don't love. And you kind of have that little bit of like that dissonance where those two things are kind of combating each other.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the character development just in the first season alone, I noticed, was fantastic. You see these people growing as human beings, and it's lovely. But then there are so many things that make you kind of go, huh, if you have that experience to kind of know that some of the things that are happening aren't necessarily something that we should be striving for or something that we would want to have happening in our own lives. So, can you talk about maybe an example of some of those not so great things that you noticed?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that there are a few characters that they do develop really well, and you love the characters, but they treat other people probably not the greatest. I think that there's one character specifically that I'm thinking about, Schmidt, who gets, he's such a funny guy and he's such a good character, but he's mean. And he does a lot of mean things, like he cheats on the quote unquote love of his life. He tries to break up with her because he just gets really jealous and just uses like being jealous of her job and what she's doing as like a reason to break up with her. He, you know, treats women like they're very expendable and that they don't really matter and talks about them in the same kind of way. And they have him develop as such a great character, but he, coupled with the fact that he does say and do all of these not so great things that, you know, they're pretty disrespectful. And I think that there are different things you could say about each and every one of the characters that are the same along the same lines as exactly that. And then there's one example of like one specific episode that I wanted to bring up to talk about. It's an episode at the end, I think, of season one, where Jess has gotten, and by the way, background information, Jess is kind of like the female lead. There are three people that I think are relevant to like this specific example that I'm going to bring up. So there's Jess as the female lead, and then Nick is one of the male leads, and then Russell is Jess's boyfriend at the time, so the person that Jess is currently in a relationship with. And so she's in this relationship with Russell, and they are having a really good time together. They're feeling very comfortable. They're feeling very happy. They have kind of gotten into the groove of this kind of like really happy, safe feeling relationship with each other. They both have been in relationships in the past that did not feel safe or good or respectful at all. And she talks about how much she appreciates all of these different things in previous scenes until she sees him with his ex-wife arguing and screaming at each other over a dinner table. And she views that and she thinks about how they don't have that in their relationship, how Russell is never screaming at her, and how they don't get into these big heated fights and debates, and how that must mean that there's something wrong or broken in their relationship. So I think this is like a good example of how what I was talking about earlier can actually happen, because it happens to Jess. She thinks that something's broken in her relationship because there's not this quote unquote passion of screaming at each other over the dinner table and like jumping across the table at each other. When she was just talking about how happy she was feeling really comfortable with him, like at an episode or two before this.
Yeah, and it is really confusing, right? We're watching this with this background knowledge to know that these things aren't things that we want to have happening in our real relationships. But if you are watching this and you are maybe in relationships for the first time, it is really confusing. And it is confusing even for Jess in the show because she is super happy. They've just had like these great opportunities to communicate beautifully, I think, her and Russell. They are like working through any issues that arise in a way that is safe and calm and comfortable, and where they're able to share their feelings with each other honestly, and there's no judgment. And that's really wonderful. And then she thinks something's missing between her and Russell because Russell has this volatile relationship with his ex-wife, and they're in each other's face at a restaurant and they're absolutely screaming at each other. And if that were to happen in real life, it would be super terrifying. And so even Jess tries to like kind of emulate that, and she starts like trying to pick a fight with Russell later on to bring on some of that passion, and she's like throwing coasters at him, and she's like, just come on, get mad. And I think that that can be super confusing for somebody who might be in a relationship where maybe they have like a good thing going on and it is open and honest, and there's good communication happening, and they are feeling happy in the way that Jess was. And then they start to think, oh, maybe there's something wrong with my relationship too. Like, I don't have that passion. I don't have that fire. I want that too. And so they might start kind of leaning away from some of those really healthy things and then leaning towards some of those more unhealthy, unsafe behaviors.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, that's exactly what Jess is doing in the show. Like, if you see, she breaks up with Russell and then she goes home and she gets into this really heated argument with Nick, who she ends up with later in the show. And it's supposed to be this progression of like, oh, see, Russell wasn't the right person for her because they didn't have this. But see, she has this with Nick. So, like, us as an audience can see, oh, they're supposed to be together. Like, they have this fire or passion. And I am making quotes around those because it's not fire or passion. That's not really what that is at all. But they show it in the show and show it to the audience as like, see, Nick is the person she's supposed to be with because they are having these arguments and they're getting really mad at each other and they do irritate each other a lot. So obviously they're meant to be together and Russell is just kind of like a passing person. And they do find such an amazing way to communicate with each other. When they started their relationship, they were not communicating with each other at all. Like Jess was holding in a lot of what she was feeling. She was holding in a lot of things because she didn't want to start a fight because he had always talked about how he hated fighting with his ex-wife and how it was like the worst part of their relationship with his ex-wife. So she held in all of her feelings so that she wouldn't start a fight. And they worked through that really well. They got to a point where they could communicate with each other, and they could actually talk about what they were feeling and compromise and find a solution that was working really well for both of them. And then it kind of went completely so far in the opposite direction, like on the scale of like not communicating to each other with each other at all because she doesn't want to fight with him, to only wanting to fight with him and throwing coasters at his head. Like, it went so quickly in the other direction. When they had found this good compromising, safe communication style, kind of in the middle there. So I think it kind of sets it up to kind of look at those different communication styles. And if you're watching the show and you don't have this background experience, because like I think honestly, when I first started watching the show, don't think I had that much background experience. I think I was young enough that I hadn't really had enough background experience to be able to pinpoint these, but like I said, I watched it 15 times, so I've picked up on some different things since then. But if you're given those different examples, if you're given the examples of like not communicating at all because you don't want to start a fight, okay, that's the show says that's not good. Communicating with each other in a way that seems to be working and comes up with an actual solution. The show also says that's not good. Fighting with each other is what you need to have a good relationship. That's what the show says is good because she's doing that with Nick now. She broke up with Russell, so obviously Russell wasn't the right person. Like, if you're watching it and those are the examples and the way that things played out, that's confusing.
Yeah, that is really confusing. And you mentioned before how this is the way the show is written, right? There are writers who make these things work out, right? We don't have writers writing a script for us in real life. So if these quote unquote passionate things are going to keep happening over and over again in our relationship, that creates a pattern of behavior that is not healthy, that is not kind, that is not respectful. And after a while, we're gonna feel like, okay, there is something wrong here, but it's so confusing because this is what I am supposed to want. This is normal. This is romantic. This is passion. These are all the things that I wanted. So they might feel like I'm the problem, what's wrong with me, things like that. And it's really confusing and it's really hard to reconcile those opposing feelings.
If you're just joining in, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and today we have Allie on to discuss the show New Girl.
If you really watch the show the entire way through with the knowledge that like you and I have, you can see how Nick and Jess's communication style throughout their relationship causes a lot of hurt feelings, causes a lot of feelings of being uncomfortable, and causes a lot more problems than they really could have had. If Nick and Jess talked to each other really openly and communicated with each other, they probably would have gotten together like years before they actually end up getting together. And they probably would have been really, really happy because they vibe well together. They're a good couple. They just don't communicate with each other in the beginning at all. They either don't talk about it at all or they are yelling at each other and they're both so mad that they can't make actual good decisions because that's what you, like, you can't do that whenever you're feeling unsafe, whenever you're feeling elevated, whenever you're feeling really angry. Part of your brain that makes those really good decisions isn't really working in full force. So it's going to be really, really hard to do that. And I think You can absolutely see this. And one example that I'm thinking of specifically is Nick and Jess get into this argument because Jess oversteps a boundary that Nick has set. And then Nick comes into her room and just starts throwing her stuff out the window. And that's not a good decision. That was not the good decision part of his brain making those choices. But he was mad and he was feeling unsafe and he was feeling insecure. And so he was making all of these really poor decisions. And she was feeling really unsafe and really insecure. And that's what led her to not talk to him and overstep his boundary too, and not pointing out those aren't reasons to overstep and make someone feel unsafe. We are in charge of dealing with our own feelings and our own security. But that's what happens in the show. And it creates all of these conflicts that they don't need to have. And it hurts their feelings constantly and leads to them breaking up and getting back together and breaking up and getting back together in a way that I personally would never want to experience because it doesn't look fun. Like, it doesn't look pleasant at all. But the way that the show sets it up very intentionally does make it look fun, makes it look so romantic, makes it look like it's like the star-crossed lovers kind of thing. Will they work it out? Won't they work it out? Like, it's so entertaining that it's confusing whenever those are the examples they're giving you.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to write in like those healthy coping mechanisms for people in relationships when they're writing for entertainment purposes. And that's really confusing when we are young and we are trying to figure out the world and we're trying to figure out relationships and we're trying to navigate our own coping skills and our own thoughts and our own emotions. So I guess my last question is, what do you think is important for young people to keep in mind while they are consuming media?
Another excellent question. I think it's just really important for young people to look for more information. You're not always going to have people in your life who are going to come up and tell you this information. Hopefully, you will. I think our last guest speaker on the show talked a lot about how her mom will watch shows with her and talk about these things with her. And that is so helpful, but not everyone's going to have that person in their life who's going to be able to sit down and talk through all of these examples that they're seeing and really kind of weave out what is healthy and what's not healthy and the behaviors the characters are doing. So I think, look for more information yourself. There's really great tools that can help you kind of contextualize what you're seeing, the power and control wheel and the equality wheel, two really, really amazing and helpful tools. The power and control wheel is the wheel that talks about all of these different examples and really gives a way to identify some of the different things that might happen in relationships that might make someone feel unsafe or might make it, an unbalanced relationship where someone is taking more power and having more control than they should. And the equality wheel is a wheel that gives baseline examples of the ways that we absolutely 100% should treat each other. And if every single TV show and movie used the equality wheel, they'd probably be over in about 5 minutes. We probably wouldn't get a lot of content out of that. And that's why they use things on the power and control wheel more. But that's not what we want in our own lives. So I think if you look up that information, if you call, your local project, call Next Up. We'll talk to you about what you're seeing in TV shows and movies. We'll talk to you about what you're seeing in relationships in real life and help you figure things out. You can call us. Just look for more information. Don't take what you're seeing in the TV shows and the movies and the music you're listening to at face value as what you should want in real life.
Yeah, absolutely. We do not know what we do not know. And so being informed is so important in making sure that we are able to kind of know what is going on in our own lives and in our own relationships. It helps us kind of zoom out when maybe things are happening that we're not super sure about. Maybe we have an inkling that something might feel not good or something's kind of off, but we're not entirely sure what that is. So being informed, using things like the power and control wheel and the equality wheel to look for more information, and then falling back on a support system, asking questions, talking to somebody about the things that you're seeing, the things that you're feeling, they're so important and it can be so helpful. I'd like to thank Allie for being our guest this month and having this conversation about relationships and how the examples given in media has impacted her growing up and some of the things to keep in mind while we're all consuming our favorite media. You have been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. If you are a young person in Maine who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at cclark@nextstepdvproject.org. As mentioned, you can call Next Steps 24/7 and free helpline at 1-800-315-5579 for more support or more information about power and control in relationships and resources available to you. If you'd like to reach out for support, but you're not sure who to call, you can call 211 to find which resource may be helpful for you and to be connected with them.